Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
More than 2 million people in Gaza remain trapped in an endless nightmare of death and destruction at a staggering scale, according to the United Nations. They suffer fear, thirst, hunger, dehumanization, and disease, including polio. The confirmation of vaccine-derived poliovirus in Gaza is worrisome and underscores the need for urgent action to address the significant and growing health risks to the population of Gaza, said U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN, Robert Wood.
The fighting has brought Gaza's health system to the brink of collapse and complicated the international community's ability to respond to outbreaks. It has also led to the failure of waste management systems and the critical infrastructure required to provide for the basic needs of Palestinians. Meanwhile, poor nutrition and interrupted routine immunizations have significantly heightened the health risks to the population and further undermined their ability to combat the spread of infectious diseases.
These and other humanitarian challenges will only intensify absent a conclusion of the ceasefire deal, said Ambassador Wood. Indeed, a ceasefire and hostage release agreement is the only way to improve the situation in Gaza. That's why, in his meeting with Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu, President Joe Biden insisted on the need to close the remaining gaps between the two warring sides and finalize the deal as soon as possible. President Biden also raised the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, said Ambassador Wood.
A ceasefire would enable us to surge humanitarian assistance, begin to restore basic services such as electricity and sanitation, and enable Palestinian civilians to begin returning to their homes. A ceasefire would also create a safer and more conducive environment for health workers to carry out needed immunization campaigns and provide other health interventions.
Even as we press all parties to facilitate life-saving work, we must not ignore how Hamas's actions continue to put civilians, including humanitarian personnel and their families, at risk, said Ambassador Wood.
Hamas could begin to end the suffering in Gaza tomorrow if it immediately accepted and agreed to implement, without delay or further conditions, the ceasefire agreement on the table.
We are committed, said Ambassador Wood, to working to close gaps at the negotiating table, to improve sustained humanitarian access at scale, and to continue working toward a two-state solution, where Israelis and Palestinians alike can live in peace and with dignity.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.